Haunted house. Selling a skeleton. I'm here talking with estate agent Ben Pridden in York, England. He's selling a very unusual house. Ben, tell us about it.
Well, this is a beautiful Georgian period townhouse. The property was used as offices until now, but just recently, an office worker found something very unusual in the basement. A skeleton.
Really?
Yeah, actually, the skeleton was in a vault, which was in the basement. It's been there for years. The seller calls it his Roman princess. She's very quiet, apparently. The perfect housemate. You almost wouldn't know she was there. I don't think the skeleton will deter buyers. I think it's a fairly rare opportunity to buy a piece of British heritage.
It is rare, that's for sure. So what happens to the skeleton and the vault when someone buys the house?
Well, the skeleton stays, of course, although the building can be developed for residential use. The skeleton has to stay in the vault.
Have you ever come across anything like this before?
No. I've been in this business for 15 years and I've never heard of anything like it. But there was a case of a man selling a haunted house in South Wales. Ron Ronson and his wife had a spirit they named Tom living in their house. They grew quite fond of Tom, and when they decided to sell their house, they insisted that Tom must be allowed to stay in the house with the new owners. Mr. Ronson said he wanted to ensure that no one tried to exorcise their ghost. They even wrote a special clause into the buyer's contract about it.
Wow, that's incredible. Thanks, Ben.